The 2021 Melbourne Cup call by Matt Hill. Very elegant. A bit of sweet to hear that. A fabulous win by a magnificent horse. And very sad news yesterday of her passing, falling down to see the stars over there in Europe, which is very, very sad, and I'm sure it was being felt by lots of people in the industry and all at the VRC as well, who love their champions, and Very Elegant was absolutely one of those. Speaking of the VRC, they have had a big announcement this morning as part of a new landmark deal for the Melbourne Cup Carnival from 2024 to 29. Tabcorp 9 and the VRC have come to an agreement. I want to find out more about that. Steve Rosich is the CEO of the Victorian Racing Club, and he joins us on the line. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Daniel, and thank you for that acknowledgement from your superstation. Oh, Very Elegant. What an amazing champion and mare, and very sad about that news from yesterday from Europe and her passing while she was had complications during foaling. Many great memories of her, and particularly here at Flemington.
Yeah, that's right. And whilst there's celebration today, I mean, they're little moments along the way that they become such iconic figures, the Melbourne Cup winners. And when you have a moment like yesterday, it does really kick in the guts a bit, doesn't it?
It certainly does. I mean, sport's about champions, and we dedicate ourselves to delivering the best of racing here at Flemington, and champions are born, stories are born, and Very Elegant story of her win was just amazing, and what she did beyond Flemington, and that's I guess the segue into the announcement of today, and our new partnership for the Melbourne Cup Carnival for the next 6 years, which recognises the nature of the Melbourne Cup Carnival. It's bigger than racing. It's a major event, and really showcases our sport to the world with champions like Very Elegant.
Yeah, that's right. So it's the VRC, it's Tabcorp, and it's Nine Entertainment. So the free-to-air rights will go to Nine and streamed on Nine now. The Tab will have access to Sky platforms and all the Tab apps and all that sort of stuff. Was this the sort of the perfect outcome for you guys at the VRC?
Alignment. It's a strategic alignment between three partners in TAB and the Nine Work Network, and the VRC, and as born from that joint vision. It's a unique partnership. It's going to deliver exceptional value for TAB, for Nine, for the VRC, for the Melbourne Cup Carnival, and for our industry, and we're just delighted to announce it today.
What does it do for the club to be able to have this stability and certainty for the next 6 years in terms of its coverage?
Daniel, and it allows us to not just invest in our partners. Well, TAB's been a partner for 25 years already, so it really solidifies that partnership into the future, and it is significant, our partnership with TAB, and we thank them and Adam Wright and Skilled and the team for their shared vision and their trust in the VRC and the Melbourne Cup Carnival, and now Nine, a major event network showcasing the best of racing in 4 days in a dedicated and uninterrupted coverage, and then the investment that follows, the investment that we can now make into our balance sheet, into our club, into our members, into Flemington, and importantly, the delivery of the carnival.
The post-COVID era, how big a challenge has that been for agreements like this? Because the world has changed significantly, not just commercially, but just to the way we consume things and the way that particularly sports broadcast and consumed by the punters out there. Has it been a challenge trying to navigate through all this and find the best outcome for all parties?
For sure. We're a major event club business, and that requires people attending your racetrack for not just racing but non-racing events, concerts, etc., and that was significantly impacted for a long period of time, and thanks to the support of the industry we're able to get through that, but not get through that at the same level that we were when we started, and now we're back. You saw last year's Melbourne Cup Carnival with significant crowds, 7.5% up on the year before, terrific free-to-air audiences, and the explosion, the continued explosion of consumption of the Melbourne Cup Carnival on social media and other platforms, and that'll be a key component of this new partnership as well.
The free-to-air TV rights is always a talking point when it comes to major sporting events, and the Melbourne Cup in the last couple of years is no different. A couple of SMSs have just come through very quickly here, Steve, from our listeners talking about the confusion they've had in their own minds with going from 7 initially to 10 in the last couple of years, and now it's going to be 9. Do you think about that stuff from the punter's perspective when you're trying to organise these deals?
Absolutely, but there's no confusion. The 4 days will be live and dedicated coverage on the Nine Network, as well as many other mediums, including through the various channels of TAB on Sky. So, you know, the requirement and the strategic imperative for us to have a live and dedicated, uninterrupted coverage was really important to showcase what the Melbourne Cup Carnival is all about. You know that half. There might be 37 absolutely fantastic races, but it's even more than that. It's the major event, fashion, food, entertainment, and that whole experience. And we have a partner in the Nine Network now that has the opportunity to provide that live and dedicated, uninterrupted coverage, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be magnificent, and looking forward to seeing how it all unfolds. How'd you pull up from Black Caviar Lightning Stokes, though?
It was a great day. Did you get out?
No, I didn't. I was playing cricket. I was trying to dominate the local fields, but I couldn't get there.
You probably glanced at your phone, probably on the TAB app.
My word, I did.
Look at, absolutely, the Group 1 Black Caviar Lightning Stakes. What a super race. Imperatrice proved herself to be a champion and get another Group 1 win here at Flemington. It's really set us up for the next month of racing. We have 3 Saturdays in March now with Group 1 racing, and that's a great sort of appetite for as we go into the autumn, and enticing for the spring.
Yeah, a lot to look forward to. A great autumn ahead, and of course building up to the 2024 Lexus Melbourne Cup Carnival, which you can catch through TAB and Nine, and the new partnership's going to be great. We'll hear more about it through the morning with Michael Felgate as well. Steve, we appreciate your time. Congratulations on the deal. Look forward to seeing it all unfold.
Thank you, Daniel.
Steve Rossage with us, the CEO of the Victorian Racing Club. So TAB Corp, Nine Network, and the VRC.